Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart.
Who's responsible for this?
I can't remember.
You got anything better to do?
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I hope it is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Because I need all the friends I can get. I'm a lonely guy. Hi, I am Carrie. We're going to have fun today.
Hey, what's up there, guy?
Mr. President, what are you doing about our supply chain issues?
What supply chain issues? I got everything I need right here.
Yes, sir. But what about the rest of the country? Prices are going up. Shelves are empty.
Pish-posh. Just go to Walmart. I was in there once. It's full stuff.
When was the last time you were in Walmart?
Had to be 15 years ago, at least. You hear that, Republicans? Memory is working just fine.
Well, that's good to hear, sir.
But that's not even what I want to talk about today. I'm really hot under my collars. People are mad at my Secretary of Transmutation, Pete Booty Groody, got a paternity leave.
Okay, we can talk about that. Yes, some people think he should not have taken the time off.
Look, here's the deal. Fathers need to help out with the babies at home, especially when your wife has twins.
Sir, he doesn't have a wife.
What? Now look, I know my kids are older, but I still remember where babies come from, Jack.
Yes, they still come from the same place, but Pete Buttigieg doesn't have a wife.
Well, and even more reason for him to take a paternity leave. Being a single dad is hard work.
I don't think you understand, sir.
I understand just fine. I had kids and it's hard. But I got a bit of advice for old Petey Booty Drugs.
What's that, sir?
Teach your kids how to take care of their laptops. God love you. Bye-bye.
Nice tip, Mr. President.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
It is time for us to solicit birthday anniversary wishes. You know somebody celebrating one of those events? Who are they? You need to give us a call. 903-572-1437. To the phone we go. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah. Where you been? Yeah, where have you been?
I've been camping up in Daisy State Park, Arkansas for a week. We had a good time. The weather was perfect for camping.
Absolutely perfect. Oh, that sounds like
a
great...
Daisy Shorts up there, were you?
Yeah, Charm was there, and we had a camper's reunion, it's called. We had homemade El Patio specials one night, a hot dog supper, snacks every night. We had karaoke. We played games. We had beanbag baseball. So a bunch of us old people get together and have a good time.
So, Ty, you know, Clint Cooper asked if you were wearing your Daisy shorts, and the first thing out of your mouth was Sherman. So you're saying Sherman was wearing Daisy Duke shorts.
Yeah, Sherman was wearing his Daisy Duke.
Before we play a game, I need to say hello to my partner. Howdy, Coop.
What's up?
What's your thought on the Mindbender question? What do you think the answer
picking
is?
Picking a name for your new dog.
Picking a name for your new dog?
I got two dogs named Rolex and Tommy. They're watchdog.
Suffice it to say, that is not the answer this morning on the Mindbender question. If you are the first to correctly answer this morning, you are a winner. Winner of what, you might wonder? A $10 off gift certificate redeemable at Mardi Gras Seafood of the Flying Cow Burger and Wing Company. We're talking about kids in the car with their parents. For 25% of kids, the worst thing about driving in the car with your parents is this. What do you think it is?
They're not there yet.
Maybe. Can we please get there, Mom, Dad? We'll get
not
there when
longer.
We get there. Give me a call, 903-572-1437. Take a stab at this. What do you think it is for a fourth of kids?
Listening to their old music.
Having the parents pick the music in the car. I would agree that that would be a problem for the kids, but I think the kids kind of control the radio these days.
My granddaughter is in control of the music, and she likes country.
That works out well.
I wanted polka, so she got me some of that.
Polka. Yeah, that would create a problem.
Play some for me.
I think as opposed to having a battle in the car, parents are just like, okay, kids, what do you want to hear?
That's your department. You work on it.
Yeah. It is not the answer we're looking for. Keep trying. What is the right answer?
Is yelling at the other cars.
yelling at the other cars. The parents have a little road rage going on. Hey, get out of my way. Hey, pick it up over there. Really? You think parents yell a lot while they're driving their kids to and from school?
I would think so.
Well, don't be yelling at other drivers when you come by here and pick up your certificate, because that is the right answer.
That is it.
Yep. For 25% of kids, their parents embarrass them because of their road rage. That's it. Who are you?
Billy Saucier.
Billy, you've never had a bout of road rage, have you?
Oh, yes.
At least you're honest. Star Country 96.9 presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Elaborate Pumpkin Carver.
Mr. Overly Elaborate Pumpkin Carver.
Most jack-o'-lantern creators are capable of two triangle eyes and a crooked smile carved with a dull steak knife. But you boast a 24-piece stainless steel carving set.
You turn Halloween into high art.
You're a regular Vincent Van Gogh.
Your front porch should be behind a velvet robe, yeah.
So when your janky jack-o'-lantern is literally overshadowed by a glowing orange recreation of the Sistine Chapel, raise your long-nosed lighter and salute to Mr. Overly Elaborate Pumpkin Carver, a real American hero.
Mr. Overly Elaborate Pumpkin Carver.
They all look the same after they're smashed on the sidewalk.
Star Country 96.9.
My wife, she is cruel. What? You might be saying, I know your wife, Carrie, and she's the sweetest gal ever. Okay, got it. Vast majority of the year, yes, I agree. It's this time of year I have a problem with her. Here's why. She loves doling out candy Halloween to the kids. So our cupboard's now stocked with a great assortment of the best candy on the planet. Now, what makes her cruel about that? She has instructed me to keep my hands off. Can't even rip in and steal a little Reese's peanut butter cup. No, it's for the kids. If there's any left over, then you can have some. Ooh, the temptation. Oh, devil, thou name is Twix. Shopping for Halloween, she got Snickers and Nestle Crunches, and now I'm going through hell knowing Lemonheads are on my shelf. Starburst and Tootsie Pops, we gotta have to wait to give them out to the kids. No way I can resist Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Hershey's Kisses, baby! Don't you eat all the candy? Oh, don't you eat all the candy? I just gotta walk on by. There for Halloween. Skittles and Nerds and Butterfingers, Junior Mints and Kit Kats. Oh, those Milk Duds. How about Twizzlers and Skittles and Nerds and Butterfingers? And you, I already said all of those. Kids, out of the room. Time for an adult conversation. Ooh, did I have a night's sleep last night? Oh, my dreams, especially one of them. It was kind of scandalous. Sexy. It was. I was at a Halloween party. Terry and I went there. You ever had a dream where you're like in your undies or half naked? Yeah, that was the dream last night. It was, I guess you could call it, but a sexy Halloween party dream. Oh. Clothes We're bursting at the seams. It's a sexy Halloween. Borderline obscene. It was a time for sexy costume parties. Sexy nurses are naughty. Nobody has their pants on. Sexy costumes. A slutty Halloween. Foxy French maids and half-naked witches. They look like strippers, clothes unzippered. Yeah, there's sexy Dorothy just in ruby slippers. Time for a sexy Frankenstein, for sexy zombie brides, for sexy vampires. It was a time for sexy skeletons. There's a sexy Catholic nun costume that shows off just her bun. Oh, what a dream.
Star Country, 96.9.
20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, big weekend. You shooter enthusiasts, hold on one second. I'm going to try my luck. Pull! Got it. Yeah, I nailed it. Clay Buster Shoot is happening this weekend, and it is a big benefit for Titus County Cares, and we need to find out more about this event and all the good work that Titus County Cares does with Executive Director Kim Hedges. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. I know you've been very busy getting all the teams together for the big shoot. Let's focus on that first. You have a couple of different sessions, correct?
Yes, correct. We have a morning shoot time, which we have 29 teams shooting already this weekend, which is awesome.
Awesome.
The morning shoot time is full, but we have a couple of openings. If you have five friends you want to put together and you've got an extra $500 laying around, if you'd like to shoot in our afternoon time, that would be great.
I will say this right at the jump, though. Just to maybe save you some time engraving the winners' names on any trophy that you put together, I know the winning team already. Our fearless leader, Bud Kitchens, he's really good at this, and he has strung together a team of ringers. You know who's on our team? Lauren Burge. You've heard of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
He managed to get on a team with Lauren, so yeah. That might be a given, but, you know, that's why you come and shoot. We'll see.
You never know. I do see, in looking at the extended forecast, the weather's going to be great for this event. So I know it's a massive success, as you chronicled already, a bunch of teams. But there are two more slots in the afternoon session, $500 per five-person team. How can people sign up for this?
Just call our offices at 903-575-9157. Speak to myself. Or Melissa Moulton. She is our marketing director.
This is one of your big fundraisers. So the funds raised here are going to go for what?
Well, the Claybuster Shoot Weekend is a part of our Claybuster event. We've already had a dinner and an auction earlier in the month. And these monies go to our Food for Kids program, which most people know. Those are our backpack program, the nutritious bags that go out to about 1,500 kiddos on all of our local campuses.
Can we go ahead and chronicle all of the different outreach programs that come under the Titus County Cares umbrella? What are the programs and who do they benefit?
What we're probably best known for, we have the food pantry there within our offices, and that benefits our community as a whole. Anyone that's in need of a little extra help as far as food goes. We have our food pantry there within the offices. As we've already talked about a little bit, our Food for Kids program, which is weekend food for kiddos throughout our school district. We have the Cares for Kids program, which is a child sponsorship program. Right now we have about 155 children enrolled in that. Those children have a local adult sponsor that sees to their needs throughout the school year and writes them letters. We also have our Titus County Reads program, and that is our literacy program. And what that is, we have local people within our community that go into our schools and read with maybe at-risk first graders who need just a little extra help reading. And then that program also, at the end of the school year, gives out two new books to each child in kindergarten through fourth grade. Last year, we gave out around 5,500 new books.
Kim, thank you for all the work that you and your staff does in helping out kids and our community in general. And I know you're always doing outreach programs, and it takes people to do that. I'm assuming the door is always open for volunteers.
Hey, I will tell you, Titus County Cares is a volunteer-driven organization. We have two full-time staff members, one part-time staff member, and anyone else you see up there working, those are volunteers, and we can't do it minus volunteers.
If it is a mission that you would like to put your arms around and embrace, the door is always open for you. You are welcome to volunteer. And if you are thinking, I just don't have time to do that, and I'm not a shooting enthusiast, there are other ways that you can support, certainly by cash donations. I'm assuming somebody can swing on by any old time and donate to Titus County Cares and all the different programs. And once again, your phone number and your location where people can help out.
Our phone number is 903-575-9157. We're located at 310 North Edwards, and our website, if you want to visit that, you can donate through there, is TitusCountyCares.org.
Have you ever tried shooting clay pigeons?
I have not.
Okay.
An observer.
No. Maybe you're a natural. You don't know that until you try.
I don't know.
Yeah, so let's try it right now, Kim. Please, okay. Just yell pull.
Pull.
Nah, you missed. I'm sorry, Kim.
Far for the course.
Leave it for the experts. I kid, because I love. Kim, thank you for all the hard work you and your staff does for Titus County Cares. Good luck this weekend. I'm glad the weather's going to be perfect for the event. Two teams still available to be signed up. $500 for those five member teams for the afternoon session. Two sessions going on, already a ton of teams. It's a great time for a great cause. Kim, you take care. Bye-bye.